Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grower Podcast, and this is episode 149. And although this is a pre-recorded podcast, this podcast will be coming out on January the 1st, 2017. So happy new year, everyone. And all I'm going to discuss today is my future plans, or my plans for 2018 anyway. Now, 2017 has been a really good year. Things have improved, things have got better, and they're continuing to get better. Let's hope 2018 carries on, and we're off to a good start, I think. So there's a good chance it very much will. So we'll start off down the allotment, and I'm kind of desperate to try and make the most of land I have and growing stuff. A lot of the things I've been doing have been waiting on things to be built and projects that I've got before things get done. So something I have decided is that I'm not going to start a huge amount of projects. I'm just going to get the projects that I have withstanding done, and then we'll plant up. So projects that are currently on the go, the first one is the raspberry bed, the new raspberry bed. Now, that is a top priority, and I want that one complete by the end of January. And what I've got to do here is dig out all the old raspberries in the couch grass, build a new bed filled with compost and manure, and plant up the raspberries. Sounds easy, and I think it will be reasonably easy once I get started. I just need a decent day, a decent weather. That should then provide me with the summer raspberries, along with the autumn raspberries that were planted earlier on. Well, yeah, at the back end of 2017, I should say now. And then after that, my next kind of project that is kind of one I want completed is building the big bed that is on what I call the newer half of the allotment. Now, I've already started that. I've just got to complete it. So that means getting a lot more pallets cut down to size, painting them, putting them into place, digging up the leeks and the strawberries that I have there, because that's all that's growing there now. Filling with compost manure, and then getting ready to plant, which I want done. I'm aiming for the end of January, but I think realistically it's going to be the end of February. That should then provide enough time to get plants planted, which will be later on in the year, probably March time, I reckon. They'll start going in, things like onions and stuff. Now, following on from that is quite a big project. Again, on the newer half of the allotment, is I want to build a 6-foot by 8-foot shed. Now, this shed is not going to have any windows at all. It's just going to be a shed that I can go in. I'm going to have a little chair in there and a table and a little stove sort of thing. It's just going to be somewhere I can sit and drink a cuppa and make plans. It's not really going to be for storage for tools. It's going to be more like an allotment kitchen, I guess, and a seating area. Just more of a chill out room. So, in part, this is because when it's raining and I'm on the plot, I'm sitting in a van, and I want somewhere a bit better, really. Now, I've got most of the wood for that. I've just got to get a bit more flooring and a bit more for the roofing. A lot of it is recycled, including remains from my brother-in-law's conservatory that I'm using for the frame. And really, that is all the big objects or projects I have on the allotment. After that, it's just a case of what I'm going to be growing. And I'm going to be growing pretty much everything I can grow again. I kind of got a plan of what I want to do. Last year I used an online garden planner, but I didn't use it enough, and I don't think I'll be using it again. I don't feel I use it enough to warrant spending the money on it. So my plan is this year. Now, the on the older half of the allotment, the six beds are virtually all planted up. We just have what I used to call bed number one, which was the first one built, has currently got the perennial Brussels sprout growing in it, or what I call a perennial Brussels sprout. That bed is going to be sweet corn, and there may be some courgettes and some sort of squashes in there. The bed next to it is obviously going to be the brassica bed. Then we've got the garlic, the onions, the shallots, and the peas and beans, and with broad beans. Although the shallots, of course, have broad beans in with them as well. So that's some very, very simple layout on that. On the newer half, I'm planning, basically, I'm going to be having rows, which isn't something I normally do. But I'm going to start with rows of carrots at the top, or a row of carrots, a row of parsnips. I've already got some brassicas in at the moment, so I might put a few more in. There's going to be TPs of peas, beans, runner beans, French beans, cannellini beans, and bellotti beans. A lot of the beans I've not been very successful with in the past, so I want to try and improve on that. And of course, there's going to be various squashes, courgettes, pumpkins, butternut squash, spaghetti squash. They're going to be grown in the bed as well as in the compost heaps again. I did have a plan to change my compost heap. One of my neighbours did say he'll give me his when he leaves, but whether it happens or not, we'll wait and see. But if he does, fine. If not, I'm not going to bother trying to build a new one. I'm, as I said earlier, I don't want too many projects. I want to grow things. Normally, every year, I try and grow something I've never grown before. And I've been looking around and trying to find something that I haven't grown before. But instead, what I've decided to do is just to try and improve on what I've grown in the past. So butternut squash just got through by the skin of my teeth this year. But something I've never been able to do would be the okra, the watermelon. Things like that. Things that I've just not managed before. I'm going to concentrate my energies on actually getting them. 2017, I actually grew my first melon, so, and my first butternut squash, although it was very, very small. So there's not going to be any special attempt at growing anything, unless something I come across as we go throughout the year, of course. Potatoes. I've saved seed potatoes from what I've grown this year from most of my varieties, which are the Home Guard, the Shallot, the Sarpo Myra, the King Edwards, and the Maris Piper. Oh, and there was some International Kidneys as well. So I've saved seed from those six. Now, the ones that done the best was the Sarpo Myras. And that's made me wonder if it's because it is a Sarpo variety. So I'm going to find another Sarpo variety to try and grow and compare and see how that grows. Now, I'll be doing exactly the same as I've done this year. Potatoes in compost manure in pots and bags, purely because I find it works easier for me. I have found that the potato tubs that I bought last year were so much better for growing in than anything I've used before. So I think I'm going to try and buy some more if I can justify spending the money. Now, at home, I've held off growing much over the winter at home because we were planning on getting our shed replaced. Not a shed, sorry, a fence. Unfortunately, due to something going on in mine and my wife's personal life, we can't afford to fix the or replace the fence at the moment. It's got to be done, and I can budget up to get it through. But unfortunately, we've got a major expense that we are having to save like mad for. So we're having to put our money towards that instead of a fence. But rest assured, the fence will be done. We know exactly what we want. We've got the quotes. We've just got to get the money. So that was something I had in the pipeline that isn't going to happen. In the potting shed, that's normally where I start all my seeds off. And it's getting a bit... It's quite small. I like it a lot because it stays warm in there. I've still got a tomato plant growing in there. And it's where I've started my seeds off. It's in the vegetable patch, so I've kept my tools to hand. It's great for that. But my idea at the moment is I'm going to put a bit of wood, a bit of plywood to make a board on one side. This wood is going to have a lot of plug sockets and electrical wiring on it. I'm good with electrics, so I know what I'm doing here. My idea here is I'm going to have some electric sockets for my heated propagators that are going to be on shelves on this bit of wood at different levels. I'm going to have a timer that will control the grow lights that I spoke about before. I'm going to have a light that also has a speaker in it, so I can play my iPhone music while working in there. And I'm going to have another timer that is going to run to a pump in the water butt that is just outside. And that's going to feed a pipe with a sprinkler system on it, so that every morning it comes on and it will water the garden for me. And that sounds very lazy, I know. But it's a case of, it may be lazy, but I'd sooner be lazy and the sun gets done than it not get done. So that's going to water the vegetable patch for me every morning. The chickens may be replaced in later this year, depends on what happens. These chickens will be moved down the allotment with new ones at home, which will mean building a coop, tidying up the area that they are currently in, maybe even moving the coop a bit, leveling a bit of ground and adding compost and stuff. I'd like to get some wood chips, but I can't find a supplier for a reasonable price at the moment. And then we'll get some new chickens. And this time I'll be going for 3 chickens. I won't have any more than 3. But that is a plan that may or may not happen. Now, we all know that I started a new project in 2017 with the quail. And they are doing really, really well. And no eggs still, but it's probably the wrong time of year. Come spring, I'm expecting them to start laying eggs, but also mate. And I'm a bit worried because there's only one of each, that the female's going to be a bit overexerted with the mating. So I may be getting a couple more female quail. Now, the hutch that I built inside the potting shed is actually big enough to house 4 of them, but it still feels a bit small for my liking. And because they're in the potting shed, I don't like animals being inside that are meant to be outside. They are in there for their own protection because they're not used to the cold. They're still quite young. But just outside the potting shed, there was a little area that I didn't actually use last year. It's kind of got bricks just thrown around it and soil placed in there. First year I was here, I used it quite exhaustively. It was quite good. But last year I didn't. The chickens tended to dig it up too quickly. But what I thought I'm going to do is build a new hutch for them there. I was going to have wire underneath, the base made out of wood for decking wood, with a frame built up with access and everything, a solid wood roof with felt, and it's going to come up to just below the window of the potting shed. And that roof I'm going to be using for growing plants as well, and seedlings and stuff, so that the area isn't wasted. And of course the quail will be living inside. Now I'm expecting those to mate in spring, which may mean come March time, April time, I may well incubate a new batch of quail. I'm going to be incubating quail to give me more quail, obviously, which are going to be, I have another run built, which we'll deal with nearer the time. But that I'm hoping if I get too many males, I can use them for a meat source, but also the females are going to lay more eggs, and it'll give me several different, when I come to incubating more, several different ones to choose from. Now the quail, this is going to be the second outdoor quail one. I've got a plan of, again, building similar to what I said about the one outside the potting shed, but this is going to be on a vegetable patch, and I'm going to plant some plants in it, like chilies or aubergines or something. And my whole idea here is that the quail should eat the bugs off them and encourage them to grow. Whether it works or not is going to be found out as we go through, but that's a few months off. Again, my whole aim for 2018 is to grow more and more self-sufficient in my fruit and vegetables. 2017, we done really well, and it's always a step towards, and 2018 I'm planning to get even closer. Now at home, the vegetable patch at home is intended to use as things that I can just go and pick and use. So anything that needs more time in the soil and stuff like that goes down the allotment. At home, the more things that need more care will be grown. So that will be aubergine and chilies, as I just said. Probably a few tomatoes, salads, although they tend to grow in my big box. But yeah, going to grow more salads, herbs, that sort of thing. And the idea here is just to, when we're hungry or cooking dinner, we can go get what we want without having to rush away. I am doing more micro foods, as I've mentioned before. And I'll probably use some seeds that have gone out of date up for that sort of thing as well. So we'll keep you posted on that as well. So really, that is my plans with the plots. Now, the podcasts and everything else like that. The podcasts have gone on and grown really well. I'm really happy that I'm continually improving and getting more and more listeners. I'm worried that the allotment bubble has kind of burst and a lot less people are getting into allotmenteering, but I don't care. If you're listening to this, I thank you very much. So I will be continuing the weekly podcasts. The videos, I'm going to change those to a Tuesday just to keep them a bit more in time with the dates. Wednesdays, I'm going to be releasing a blog post that just kind of says, it's more for newer gardeners, but a bit like a glossary. So it'll be finding a word and explaining that word. So was sowing seed or something like that, we'll use that and we'll give a bit of an explanation. Thursdays, I'm going to be trying to do the photos again. Now, those I done really well last year, and then I didn't have time to do 1 week, and I just didn't catch up. So I'm going to do that again. Fridays, well, there'll be, I don't know, other stuff. We'll find something and try and keep more and more blog posts coming out. Now, with the podcast thing, I'm going to be doing each week. I've got a calendar here called Garden Days. I think it's by Judith Glover. It's a 2018 family organizer calendar. Week to view. And on each week, it comes up with a few ideas of what to do in a garden. And I'm going to read those out. So this week in the garden, it says to clear all dead foliage from hardy herbaceous plants, if you have not already done so. Fork over the surface of the soil between plants, taking care not to damage newly emerging bulb. Bury annual weeds as you find them so the soil is clean and easy to work in the spring. So each week I'm going to be reading that out. That's for this week. A few years ago, I had a really good gardening diary, and it came up with things like that. It was a data page diary fitted in my pocket, and it would come up with things to do on that day or little anecdotes and things like that. I've never been able to find one as good since. So I'll use that one. It's closest I've got. I don't like to tell people what to do. I say what I do. But that's reading out, and we'll use that. I'm going to be running quite a few competitions this year as well. Some will be going on all year round, and that'll be things like best contributor on the website, best interviewee on the podcasts, most interesting customer question, best newcomer, going to do a best YouTuber and best blogger, things like that. I'll write a list up of all the categories up on a blog post. Although that does need people to contact me to want to be in it and what have you, but there'll be details of that in the future. And the prizes for those are going to be fairly substantial. It's going to be some of the TVGP, the Veg Grower Podcast merchandise I have been looking into, keyrings and that sort of thing, as well as packets of seeds, and if we can get tools and stuff, it may even be those. But more on that as we go throughout the year. So I'm going to wrap up now. Christ, this has been a bit of a long show, I'm afraid, but there's so many plans and so much to do. 2018 is going to be a good year. I can feel it. Really looking forward to it. I hope you all have had a really good Christmas, and again, Happy New Year to you all. And we'll be back to our normal weekly podcasts, recorded on the Monday with the diary and everything, from next week. And I will see you all then.